Opioid settlements could look a lot like tobacco settlements. In the late 90s, the country's five largest cigarette manufacturers admitted they misled consumers about the harm of smoking. They agreed to pay up forever. Every year, they pay states a lump sum. At the same time, the tobacco industry took a hit.
A lot of farms, you know, just quit operating. That was a big problem, and you saw a lot of people just go out of farming altogether.
Delegate Terry Kilgore represents the southwest corner of Virginia. He says the collapse of the tobacco industry was devastating. The settlement money became a crucial tool. Virginia used it to attract new businesses, like a Tempur-Pedic mattress factory, a tech call center, even a new college.
That school down in Lee County, we've been able to pump some dollars back into that community.
Not all of the tobacco settlement money goes to economic development. About half slips quietly into the state's general fund each year, earmarked for health care. Another small chunk supports the Virginia Foundation for Healthy Youth. But the remaining portion, 45%, goes to the Tobacco Commission. Whit Clement was a delegate from Danville who helped come up with the idea.
We had the foresight, planned or otherwise, to get that law on the books so that when the checks first came in, the law required that they be appropriated to the Tobacco Commission.
Clement says the commission did something very different than many other states. It took its annual payouts to the bond market, leveraged the consistent revenue to raise a huge chunk of cash up front, a little over $1 billion. Clement says the idea was partially out of necessity.
A lot of the states didn't have that direct impact on a locality. So they absorbed that money into the general fund, and I'm sure they felt like they made good uses of it every year.
But Virginia was able to use the money right away to bail out tobacco farmers. Plus, the $1 billion was enough that they were even able to sit on most of it, like an endowment. It continued to earn more money through interest.
Didn't take long for it to be realized that that could address a lot of the problems a lot quicker.
Almost 20 years later, and the Tobacco Commission has about $500 million in the bank. Evan Feinman, who runs the commission today, says they're still going strong, doling out grants to economic development projects in Southside and Southwest Virginia.
We are able to be flexible. We can ramp up when there's big opportunities. We can come down when there's not much work to be done.
Feinman says the fund could still last another 20 years. And if an opioid settlement is in Virginia's future, he hopes lawmakers would do something similar.
You'd certainly love to have a Virginia 100 years, 150 years from now with big pots of money that serve the public interest, that do nothing but grow and will continue to serve the public interest for years to come.
Virginia is suing Purdue Pharma, the maker of OxyContin, and is part of a multi-state investigation of other drug companies. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.